Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, longevity, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, well, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited. That's a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. She's a frequent radio, television, talk show guest, motivational speaker, and the author of over 30 books, including The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, Be the Change, Choose to Thrive, and the newly released and the topic of today's program, Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts. Everything we discussed today can be found in more detail in her new book, which is available at Amazon and also her website in five different formats, including an autographed copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. You can read the entire foreword and afterword for the book, as well as a sampler of the contents on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Now, no one would expect that UFOs and one-night stands would come up in a discussion about growing your own organic food right in your kitchen for pennies. But then again, with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones as our guest, you need to expect the unexpected as well as the delightful, the informative, and the intelligent advice that she routinely dispenses about a healthy living lifestyle, known in America as the Sprout Lady. Dr. Susan has been a guest on more than 2,500 radio, TV talk shows worldwide, enthusiastically teaching others how to create vibrant health. Susan reminds everyone health comes from the farm, not the pharmacy. Today, Susan will talk about the health benefits of sprouts, why they promote weight loss and help reverse aging, how to grow them easily in your kitchen for pennies, the importance of eating more nutrient-rich, colorful plant-based foods, and so much more. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. It's great to have you with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. And this is one of my all-time favorite topics.
You know, this is really a fascinating topic, and I'm looking at the book, and what a beautiful full-color picture you've got at the front of the book, as you always do. That really jumps out at you. In fact, I look at that, and I'm suddenly thinking, you know, sprouts, that sounds like a good meal for tonight.
It definitely would be for actually any time of day. So many ways you can use sprouts. And I wrote this book because for decades, and you know a lot about me, but you don't know this. I've traveled the world giving demonstrations and talks about the healing benefits of consuming sprouts. And I'm not talking about Brussels sprouts, although those are great for you, a cruciferous vegetable.
Yes.
But I'm talking about sprouts like alfalfa sprouts and red clover and lentil sprouts. When I was a teenager, my grandmother taught me how to grow sprouts. She was called the Sprout Lady in her neighborhood. And I tell this whole story beautifully in this book, Kitchen Gardening. And then I took over the chores when I lived with her for a few months of sprouting. And then that nickname I adopted, and for decades I've been called the Sprout Lady all around North America, although I've given workshops around the world. And in a nutshell, I'll just say that you have this little garden in your hand if you grow sprouts at home. And it grows fast in any kind of weather with very little care. Most of the sprouts take no more than about a minute or two per day of your time to grow. You can grow them year-round, anywhere indoors, in the home, office, car, or even on a road trip, without any weather worries. There's no digging, planting, weeding, pests, or chemicals to worry about. And no long wait, because you can grow these indoor gardens in a few inches of the corner of your kitchen in just 2 to 7 days, and you will have a nutrition-packed, bountiful harvest. And when stored in your refrigerator, they'll last fresh for days and even weeks if you rinse them properly.
You know, it's amazing. It opens up a whole new world for most of us. The book is Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts by Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program today. You'll get information on the book at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Why are you so passionate about consuming and growing sprouts? Why is it that this has become a passion? Because you travel the world talking about it.
Yes, well, but because I'm into superfoods. There are different superfoods around the world. You've got the blueberries and the kale and the spinach and the walnuts, other superfoods. But I think that the most nutrient-rich superfood on planet Earth, without a doubt, are sprouts. And that's because, let's say you go to the market and you buy spinach and you buy kale and carrots, and they've already been picked. So even though they're raw and you haven't cooked them yet and they've got lots of nutrients in them, they're still not quite as fresh as something that's actually living. Sprouts are a living food. And if you eat them when they're still alive, in other words, you don't put them in breads and put the bean sprouts that you see in Chinese cooking in a saute, they are so full of nutrients. And just the process of sprouting, you start with soaking a bean, a nut, a seed, and then the process of it sprouting, it increases many-fold in vitamins and minerals and enzymes, and you can't get any fresher food. You know, what I usually say in my workshops is that the homegrown sprouts, and even if you don't want to grow them at home, you can buy them in the supermarket, they're the best superfood in the world, and nothing, Rick, compares with picking your own just before you eat them and knowing that they're free of fungicides and insecticides. And when you eat those beautiful little sprouts, you're receiving the plant's peak nutrition when nature has mobilized all of its nourishment to bring forth a mature plant. And there's, you know, in 2 to 7 days, you can literally grow over 30 types of sprouts. And for example, let's look at broccoli. 1/4 cup of broccoli sprouts, according to a new study at Johns Hopkins Medical Center, cuts the risk of cancer by 50%.
Wow.
And it would take you 3 to 5 days to grow those sprouts, whereas it would take about 77 days to grow a mature broccoli plant in your backyard, and then you've got bugs and weeds and the sun and all that kind of stuff. And then you've got 100-fold more nutritional value in the sprouts, the broccoli sprouts, than you do in the broccoli plant. The broccoli plant's still great to eat. I'm not saying don't eat the plant, but there's so much benefit in the sprouts. And you can grow them literally 2 to 7 days, and it's only like 1 to 2 minutes a day of your time. Now, children love to participate. And Rick, I have a neighbor around the corner, Betty. She's 90 years young, and I taught her how to grow sprouts, and now she's got this book she loves. And with the help of her great-grandchildren, and they range from age 3, 5, and 9, they help her grow the sprouts, and she's giving sprouts as gifts to all the people in the neighborhood, and they love to do this.
That's fascinating, and it's become like a family affair and a neighborhood affair.
That's right.
That's just stories like that you'll find in the book Kitchen Gardening, Rejuvenate with Homegrown Sprouts, the ABCs of sprouts and growing them in your kitchen. Let's go through the process, because you usually think when you're growing something, it's a big, long process that requires a lot of time. You've talked about that, and we'll talk about that again here in a second. But what happens to a seed, bean, or a nut when it's sprouted? Take us through that process.
Yes, and let's pick alfalfa seed, because most people know what alfalfa sprouts are. And so here's the simple process. Let's say as how you grow them, you know, you could pick a tray, but I like the wide mouth jars, glass jars. So you measure about 2 tablespoons of seeds into the jar, and then if there are any little twigs or stones or foreign matter, you pull those out. You know, like sometimes on a blueberry, you have a little twig. So if you see anything like that, pull them out. And then you fill the jar 3/4 with room temperature water. And you stir it vigorously, like stir the jar or use a long wooden spoon. And then you want to pour off any UFOs, those unidentified floating objects, if you see anything that might float to the top. And then you repeat this process of the water two or three times until the water is clear and free of UFOs. And then after that last drain and you fill the jar, and it's got a little screen on the top, you then just set it overnight. And this is what I call the one-night stand, because the germination process is you're opening up these beautiful seeds. So while you're sleeping, the sprouts will be waking up. And that just starts the germination process. And then in the morning, you drain off the water, and you rinse it out, because remember, there's a little screen on the top, and I've got all these photos, color photos, in my book. Then you take that jar, and you put it on a little bit of an angle. You can buy little jars that have a little stand, so it's maybe 45-degree angle, because you don't want the sprouts that you're beginning to grow to be sitting in water. So you want good drainage, and then you put a little I put a dish towel over it. You don't want light on them for 2 or 3 days. And remember that water that you poured out, that you use for the soaking, don't pour it down the kitchen sink, because it's got lots of vitamins and minerals in
okay.
it. It's ideal for, yeah, soups or sauces, or at the very least, you can water your plants and indoors and outdoors with it. Although, let me just say this, if you're sprouting beans, while bean water is unfit for human consumption, if you wish to remain sociable and comfortably silent, you still can. In other words, you don't use the soaking bean water. You don't want to use that anywhere else. You could still use that in your garden.
Okay.
But save that. Let's say you're soaking the alfalfa seeds. Save that water. And then after about 3 days, you take you rinse twice a day. How long does that take? Seconds. And then after about 3 days, you take the dish towel off and just let indirect light hit it. Not you don't put it in the windowsill. And then that light brings chlorophyll and makes them turn green and beautiful colors. And you can make everything from alfalfa to broccoli to lentil to garlic and onion sprouts to radish. And I love red clover. I make sunflower seed sprouts. I use red hard wheat. I even grow wheatgrass, and I make my own wheatgrass juice. And it's all of this is so easy to do, and literally, Rick, costs pennies.
Well, that's what's amazing as you're going through this, and as you read in the book, Kitchen Gardening Rejuvenate with Sprouts, the fact that it takes very little time, it takes very little money, and you've got you don't have to worry where this food has come from, what they put on it, who's been touching it. You know exactly the process because it's your process. All available at the book Kitchen Gardening. The website is SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, you can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly by doing it that way. Let's talk a little bit about what can be sprouted. Can you do this any time of the year? Are there seasons for sprouting? And what kind of supplies do we need?
See, that's the beauty of sprouting, because it can be done year-round. You don't want to, it's more difficult to sprout if where you live indoors is freezing, because
yes.
you want warm air, you know. So if it's, let's say it's winter and your heat doesn't work really well, you could still have a little sprout tray or jar near a radiator or a fish tank where it's a little bit warmer. But most people keep their homes at the right temperature. And in terms of what you have to, you know, what you need, you need a container. A glass jar is great. You can buy sprout trays where they divide it into two or four, and you can do, four different kinds at once. I love the wide-mouth glass jars. I love those. So you need a container and air and water and a little warmth and darkness, and you can sprout seeds, grains, or beans. And most natural food stores sell, you know, sprouting supplies, so you can check there. I usually go to my local co-op in Santa Monica, and I buy my seeds there. But
okay.
the other day I was at Whole Foods, and they had a whole sprouting section at Whole Foods.
Well, the nice thing about the book Kitchen Gardening is Susan walks you all through the process, answers the obvious questions, gives you the background, tells you exactly, you know, how to go about doing that. The information's available at our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And you can get all the information there on how to go about doing this, where to go about doing it. And all the information we're talking about today, you'll find at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. And much more detail in the new book. It's available at Amazon, on her website in five different formats, including an autograph copy by Susan with a note card and bookmark. And you can read the entire foreword, afterword for the book, as well as a sampler of the contents on the website. Once again, SusanSmithJones.com. Our guest on the program, we're going to take a break and much more, talking about kitchen gardening, rejuvenate with sprouts, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.